Good morning, delegates. Please take your seats. I would like to begin discussion, convene this meeting in a few seconds. Please, delegates, if you would please take your seats, I would like to ask you as we begin discussion of the, as we complete our discussion of the budget agenda item, that you, no? That you turn your attention to the report of the Executive Committee, paragraphs 88 through 106. There will be a few announcements before we begin the substance of our discussion. And so, although I would ask you, of course, to listen to the Secretary, please peruse paragraphs 88 through 106, because they contain the recommendations and conclusions of the Executive Committee on the budget. And, in fact, contain many of the same observations made by members of this body yesterday. So please look carefully at these recommendations and conclusions before we return to the substance of our discussion this morning. Now I would like to ask Mr. Secretary to make a few announcements.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. There are a few housekeeping announcements. First of all, every day there are a few written submissions from members, and also there are some outputs from working groups, working group meeting. So please check the availability of any new documents at the document desk outside the plenary hall at the beginning of every session, each session, so that you can keep abreast of the latest information. I'd like to repeat my request yesterday evening that there is a provisional list of participants ready for correction at the documentation desk. So please take a moment and check the names, titles, and other details of the members of your delegation so that the correct name and title and contact will appear in the final report, as well as making sure that no names of non-participants would appear in the list. And finally, there is a report of the survey conducted for a possible Global Forum 3 is now available in Arabic, English, French, and Spanish from the documents desk. The delegations may wish to take a copy and have a look at this document, because the matter will be discussed in one of the three side events on Friday afternoon. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We had a very good discussion yesterday about the budget 2006-2007 and 2008-2009, most particularly on the latter. However, understanding the constraints on our time this morning, as I mentioned, I would ask the Commission to look carefully at the conclusions and recommendations of the Executive Committee, which had a detailed discussion on budget matters. Indeed, many of the interventions made by this body yesterday were completely consistent with the conclusions and recommendations of the Executive Committee, as found in paragraphs 88 through 106. Although I regret to suggest that our discussion today must be constrained by the limited time available to us this morning, I would ask that you please carefully consider those points in the Executive Committee report and intervene only if you object to any of those conclusions and recommendations, or if you have a completely new and different observation. We will begin by turning to the representatives of FAO and WHO to address the questions, to answer the questions that were raised from this body yesterday. Who would like to go first? FAO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I recall well, the the only question that was raised yesterday to FAO in particular was the one raised by the delegate from Cape Verde about the use of Portuguese in future regional conferences of FAO. And on that particular item, I would like to inform the Commission that the conference of FAO had approved the provision of simultaneous Portuguese interpretation in future FAO conferences for Africa. So it was done at the last regional conference, and it will be carried on for future regional conferences. And I repeat, it's only for interpretation. That is, not translation of documents. Thank you.
Thank you, representative of FAO. The representative of WHO, please.
Several issues in relation to WHO that was mentioned yesterday. So I'll try to go into four issues. The first one was about an increase. I think when members are talking about increase of Codex budget here, I think it's a very important point made by Australia, I believe, yesterday, that if there is a business case for increase of Codex budget, it should be made. It doesn't really work to go to WHO governing bodies and say, we need more money in Codex, full stop. It doesn't work. I think you have to exactly point out what it is you need the more money for. And in that sense, I would also like to maybe remind you the some of the interventions from the US yesterday and maybe also from other countries saying we really need to prioritize the tasks. It should not, and I don't think at the moment we are doing that like that. And maybe WHO, FAO, or the Codex Secretariat could help Executive Committee doing that by providing papers for the discussion, maybe outlining different scenarios. Are we going to use money for commodity work? Are we going to use money for health-related issues? Or are we going to just use more money in general? So I think that if something like that was put forward, that would be kind of at least an informed business case that could then be used to have informed discussions of whether we need to use more money in Codex or not. The second thing was in relation to transparency. It was mentioned by some member states also yesterday. We believe that we could benefit from even higher transparency. We think that there's a great deal of transparency in the Codex budget, but we would like to be able to dig deeper. And we are talking to Codex Secretariat and to FAO about how to do that. Because that would also give us some idea whether there is possibility of cost savings. Because, of course, there's always possibility of cost saving. Any country, any international organization can, of course, do things more efficiently. I know that it's being done extremely efficiently in Codex, but everything can be improved. Apart from, of course, the way WHO works. Okay, that was maybe not so funny. The third thing I'd like to report is that in WHO governing body, in the World Health Assembly, there is clear support to protect the Codex budget in WHO. There has been clear interventions by countries in the World Health Assembly saying that we need to protect Codex budget. And I think that the World Health Assembly is agreeing to that, so we need to protect that. Again, if we need to use more money, we really need to make the case why that is. But that was what I just remembered before. I think that also we need to ensure, if we need to ensure that the discussion between FAO and WHO about how much money is to be put into the Codex budget is being done in a coordinated manner. And we are trying to improve that, FAO and WHO, by having high level, ADG level, and it doesn't even go, I mean, that's probably almost the highest level that we have to interact between WHO and FAO, to actually look at some of the issues in relation to management of Codex, in relation to making sure that we have the money that we need, in relation to making sure that we have alignment of the strategic directions of FAO and WHO and Codex. So that's a new initiative to try to do this even better than before, and I think that's important to mention here. Last point, when we're talking about money to Codex, you should realize, and I think I mentioned this maybe a few times before, that there is one pot of money in WHO for food safety. Codex is considered part of food safety. When 3 years ago we increased Codex budget from the WHO side 30%, and FAO actually increased 38%, when we made that increase, it means that the rest of the money in food safety in WHO is less. What are we using the rest of the money for? Scientific advice. What is hurting now is scientific advice. We don't have enough money for scientific advice. So you have to realize that these are the ways the things are working in WHO and also in FAO. We have to discuss about every dollar. And therefore, again, you know, if we want to do new things, we have to explain what it is we want to do. And the health people in WHO have to understand why they should use more money to discuss cheeses than to help people who are dying from AIDS, malaria, and so on. Okay, maybe you have to understand that this is the way the discussion goes in WHO. So it has to be a good case if we want to put the case there. And we have to consider that we cannot do Codex business without scientific advice. Therefore, we also have some other suggestions from FAO and WHO how to get more money into scientific advice, and we'll discuss them later. Thank you very much.
Does the representative of FAO wish to come in again now?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairman, for giving me the floor a second time. I'm sorry, I just replied to the questions that were raised because that was your instructions, Madam Chair. But I think since we are talking about more generally on the funding of Codex, it's important to realize that first of all, FAO has, as my colleague from WHO said it a few minutes ago, had decreased between 2002, 2003 and 2004, 2005 its budget or its contribution to Codex budget by 38%, and there was another further increase by 6% between 2004-05 and 2006-07. So we continue to consider Codex as a priority activity. Our member governments and our governing bodies also consider it as a priority activity for FAO, and we will continue to support Codex to the maximum possible. Having said that, I think at the Executive Committee, the Secretariat has shared with us a document on the items of expenditure, particularly under chargeback, which showed very clearly that the large segment of the expenditure on which there might be a possibility of saving is on the translation of documents. While there is no possibility for reducing the number of languages like it has been proposed, there are some organizations working in only two or three languages. I think there is a policy within FAO to have a coverage of the languages, of the official languages of FAO, for all meetings. And this is, I think, it's a fair policy. So on the number of languages, we will not be able to reduce. However, it's on the length of the documents, because the translation is linked also, the cost of translation is linked to the length of documents. We know that you are very, very keen to keep the length of the reports that come out of the committees and of the council, of the executive committee, and also of the commission as much informative as possible. However, there is a cost involved. And I can tell you that within FAO, our governing bodies now have limited the length of working documents and reports to 5,000 words, extended at maximum of 6,400 words per document. I think this is an FAO-wide policy, and we are strictly adhering as much as possible to this policy. I think we should look into the possibility of making saving on this, and perhaps, Madam Chair, through you, and I would like to suggest that perhaps we could look into the possibility of having a trial on one committee, and particularly one of the coordinating committees, for instance, to see whether it's possible to reduce the length of the report of this committee, so that to reduce the cost of its translation. If it works, then perhaps we can later on decide to generalize it to the other committees. But it is an item of expenditure that is very much of concern to us, and we would like to see how we can work together to improve the situation and reduce the length of the documentation that are produced within the Codex system. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much for those comments and most interesting news. The Secretary has just pointed out to me that the report of this commission is approximately
three times
the new FAO suggested maximum. Ladies and gentlemen, we have, I would say, at the most, about 25 to 30 minutes, absolute maximum, to complete our discussion of this budget item. We have two more subjects to discuss: the alternative funding mechanisms that have been proposed by the Secretariat at the request of the Executive Committee, and budget for Codex-related activities of FAO and WHO. I suggest that there not be, in fact, much discussion among the Commission on alternative funding mechanisms, because, indeed, the Executive Committee did not have time itself to discuss those matters and asked to return to that subject at its next meeting. So I would wish to not have much discussion of that item. We will want to hear from FAO and WHO on the budget for Codex-related activities, but I hope that can be a short discussion. Again, I would like to conclude this part of the discussion with some recommendations for the report and ask that interventions, as I suggested earlier, only be those that are either new and different from the ones made by the Executive Committee or objections to those conclusions or recommendations or concerns about them. Egypt, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. As far as what the distinguished delegate, representative of the WHO is concerned, Mr. Chairman, concerning the financial support, I believe that there are strong cases for financial support for certain activities. As for the idea of cheese and its relation to food safety, I believe that it is a very important matter indeed, because it has a bearing on the health because of some diseases that affect our people in our region. Madam Chairperson, we believe that as far as the documents are concerned, so far we suffer from bad translation in the Arabic text, and therefore we have to rely basically on the English text. Thank you, sir, madam.
Thank you, Egypt. Argentina, you're coming in a second time now. Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Well, Argentina is a developing country and is not able to participate in all Codex meetings because we lack the sufficient resources to do that. Well, we see with growing concern the fact that reports are being scaled down, reports from the Commission and the Executive Committee. And we think that this is a basic point, ensuring that the decision-making process is kept transparent. What we're really concerned about is making the reports available. We're not so worried about paper versions of the documents being circulated. We are aware that this is a cost, that this is a costly matter. But we believe that in order to make sure that the delegates are very clear about what goes on, all of the issues that are discussed must be reported. Otherwise, we simply don't have the sufficient background to be able to take a decision on various points. Thank you very much, Madam.
Thank you, Argentina. And this point was discussed also at the Executive Committee. There is clearly a tension between the pressures of the budget and the need for delegates around the world, especially those who can't be present, to understand what is said at meetings for the purpose of transparency, and also to preserve for posterity the decisions that were made and the logic for how they came to be made. That will be discussed further in much more detail at the Executive Committee. I would like to conclude with some recommendations. I see two more flags and delegates. We will have no time for discussion of some of the rest of these items. And I ask you, please, are these new points or are they objections? Mexico, please, very briefly.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. It's not a new point that we're raising, nor is it an objection. But we would like to comment on what the Executive Committee has reported, and a new request, yes. We would like to request that the Secretariat circulates room document number 9 produced by the Executive Committee. In my view, this was a tremendous achievement in terms of transparency. And at a time when we were tackling such a complex issue. And contrary to what the Executive Committee report says, we believe that this very spirit of transparency ought to lead us to continue the discussion in the executive committee. We need to discuss exactly what procedures need to be followed within FAO to make sure that we have proper outsourcing for the translations. As we can see from paragraph 97 of the Executive Committee report, this is really the lion's share of the budget. So, as far as we're concerned, this is an issue which must continue to be discussed, but it shouldn't lie entirely outside the Codex system, as the Executive report seems to suggest. Many thanks, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mexico. The Secretariat has indicated to me just now that they will do this. They will circulate room document number 9, because indeed, as you suggest, it does contain very useful information for the use of all of this body. Thank you. Cap Verde, please. Very briefly, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I wanted to take the floor not to raise a new point or raise an objection, but rather to speak along the lines of what Mexico has said. I support their intervention. So that's the first thing. And secondly, if I might beg your forbearance, I obviously don't want to hold up the work, but I wanted to say something on behalf of countries that have Portuguese as an official language. We represent 300 million people throughout the world. And let me say once again, that if we think about the decisions that have been taken for FAO and WHO, and we've already heard from the officials that Codex is one of the issues that's at the very top of FAO agenda, well, we think that this logic of primacy ought to go along the same lines. We are members of Codex, and of course we must contribute to Codex. So, on behalf of these Portuguese-speaking countries, I would ask that we continue to work on this issue so that we can find a solution and that we can be in line with WHO decisions in this area, for FAO as well. And I think we need to be rigorous and to be objective in our approach. We have to recognize that this is a matter quite separate from the considerations of the Russian language. We recognize the legitimate appeals made by speakers of Russian. We think when the time comes, we'll be able to express our opinion on that once all the required analysis has been carried out. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cap Verde. There are at least 2 more flags up. The last 2 interventions have not, in fact, added new points. Angola is up and China is up. I remind the delegates that we have at most now 18 minutes left for this discussion. The Secretary wishes to make a point. The WHO representative wishes to make a point. We will have essentially no time for discussion of alternative funding mechanisms. Please accept that. There will be no time for questions on that point, essentially. And we do need to hear from FAO and WHO about Codex-related activities budget. So I will first ask the Secretary to respond to a point raised by Mexico. I will ask then WHO to respond to points raised, and then I will take the interventions for The first time for Angola, a second time for China. I can't take third interventions. I'm very sorry, delegates. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a point that was already raised during the session of the Executive Committee was raised again, with your permission, the Secretary also requests coming back to the same point on the record purpose. The issue of outsourcing of various services within FAO was raised during the discussion last week in the Executive Committee, and it is contained in paragraph 96 of the report of the Executive Committee. Codex Alimentarius Commission is a joint venture of FAO and WHO, and as such, it has a distinct membership which is different from the FAO's membership and WHO membership. And as long as it operates within the mandates enshrined in the statutes of the Commission, which were endorsed by the World Health Assembly and FAO Conference, the Codex Alimentarius Commission enjoys a degree of autonomy on policy and programmatic matters. However, I have to remind the Commission and its members that the joint FAO Food Standards Program is administered by FAO on behalf of FAO and WHO, and therefore has to operate within the existing rules of FAO. So the issue of outsourcing, again, needs to be considered within the organization-wide context of FAO and cannot be addressed merely within the context of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Of course, the Executive Committee is free to debate on this matter, but the outcome or recommendation needs to be brought to the attention of the FAO management, and the implementation of such a recommendation would depend on the decision to be taken by FAO. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. WHO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just two very brief points. It seems like my intervention was neither short, nor funny, nor clear. So I'd like to just rectify, maybe if there's a misunderstanding, that I think we should not deal with cheeses and food safety. I totally agree that if there is a food safety issue in relation to cheeses, we should definitely use lots of time. My intervention was to say, if we're talking about names of cheeses, that doesn't necessarily have a food safety implication. So that was my point. But I tried to make it in a different way. The other item here is when Mexico mentions outsourcing, I just wanted to let the meeting know here that in WHO we have now outsourced most of these things, including translation and publishing, to a WHO service center in Kuala Lumpur, just for the meeting to know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. WHO, China, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to briefly make two points. Firstly, we support WHO's idea. That is to say, with anything with to do with human health, with scientific experts, should be strongly supported. We support the FAO's reporting, shortening the report. However, the report should be translated into all official languages. As for the appendix and the annexes, perhaps we can keep the appendices and English and annexes in English so as to economize. Thank you.
Thank you. China, Angola, please. And this will be the last intervention.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a country who speaks Portuguese, I would like to support everything that Capeta said. And as the Codex deal with matters or issues of alimony, I would like to ask that the translation can be made on the section like that one, not only in the regional meetings, because in these meetings I would like to participate as well in Portuguese. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Angola. I will conclude, if I may, by noting for the Commission, as part of our conclusions, the conclusions and recommendations made by the Executive Committee, as there were no objections to them, I would note for the record the budget proposals for 2008-2009 by Codex and express the wish of this Commission that FAO and WHO allocate to Codex a budget that will allow the Secretariat to conserve at least the same purchasing power as in the last 2006-2007 biennium. Pending the adoption of Russian by the FAO conference as an official language, we would request FAO and WHO to increase the Codex budget to allow the use of Russian in the Commission and in the Coordinating Committee for Europe. And finally, to request FAO and WHO to study the possibility to add Portuguese as a language of interpretation in CC Africa. Now, with your indulgence, I would ask the Secretary to describe briefly for us the points made in their paper, as requested by the Executive Committee, on alternative funding mechanisms. And as I suggested a few minutes ago, we will not have time for interventions from the floor on this point. I'm sorry, but we must keep moving. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now I refer the Commission to document Alinom 07/30/9, Addendum 1. This document has been prepared in cooperation of both budgetary and the legal units of FAO and WHO. However, again, I have to emphasize the preliminary character of this document. This document was prepared in reply to the request made by the last session of the Commission to look at, from theoretical point of view, different possibilities that might exist to replace as a whole or partly the current funding mechanism of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, or rather the joint FAO WHO Food Standards Program. However, due to the lack of time, we did not have had the chance to develop a complete document that provide full analysis of each of the options. So please interpret this document as the output of a preliminary analysis. And if you are satisfied with this document, I would later, if time allows, be able to reply to some quick questions. But I also note that the exec committee already noted this document, and again, it didn't have enough time to conduct full discussion on this document and decided to come back to this document in its December session. So the Commission may have the choice to just to wait until more full discussion take place within the Executive Committee. Madam Chair, briefly, the first section flowing from the paragraph number 2 to 6 recalls the history of the budgeting or financing mechanism of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. When it was established in early 1960s, the idea was to fund the Codex activity through the trust funds to be alimented by the voluntary contributions of member countries. However, very quickly, the Commission realized that it was not a sustainable funding mechanism for an undertaking like the Codex Alimentarius Commission, which is mainly meeting operations. Meetings need to be planned for 1 year before or even 2-3 years before. And we cannot count on the funds to be provided this year to determine the meeting plans of later the same year or the year after. Therefore, the Codex Alimentarius Commission requested FAO to switch to the funding through the respective regular budgets. And basically, the system has not changed since then until today. The second part of the document describes some examples from the Article 6 bodies under the FAO Constitution, Article 14 bodies established under the FAO Constitution, and finally the other conventions and agreements whose implementation has been entrusted to either FAO or to WHO. This paper has followed the classification of various bodies, namely under the FAO Constitution, due to the fact that the Codex Alimentarius Commission is currently administered by FAO. However, we try to take on board the viewpoints from the WHO angle to the extent possible. Madam Chair, finally, starting the paragraph 18 through uh, 28, three different mechanisms are presented for the financing of, for the potential financing of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. The option A, presented in paragraph 19, refers to mandatory assessed contributions. Mandatory assessed contribution means that the countries or members have to carry additional duties over and above the duties the members already carry under FAO or WHO. It means that an additional or even a new international legal instrument needs to be developed to re-establish a Codex Alimentarius Commission. So it has a number of legal implications, and it might take some time for the conclusion of such a new agreement. The second option is the voluntary assessed contributions. And some member states are aware that this is a funding mechanism that is, let's say, on vogue to fund certain international agreements and conventions that have been established recently. Voluntary assessed contributions basically follow the same scale of the assessment used widely in the UN system, adjusted slightly to the actual membership of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and such contributions could be used to replace part of the current Codex budget funded by the regular budgets of FAO and WHO, or replace a more significant portion of the Codex regular budget. However, there are a number of advantages and disadvantages that have been identified in relation to such an option, which are presented in paragraphs 24 and 25. And finally, the last option is the very same system we are using now, which are the funding, which is the funding through the regular budgets of FAO and WHO. And again, the advantages and disadvantages are briefly described in paragraph 27 and 28. And possibly in relation, as a follow-up to the intervention made by FAO and WHO earlier today, there is some reflection in paragraph 29 and 30 as to whether it is beneficial to think and analyze the funding mechanism of Codex Alimentarius Commission in isolation, or it should be discussed in the broader framework of the funding of Codex and Codex-related activities carried out by FAO and WHO. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I note that in the report of the Executive Committee members had a number of questions about this paper and the proposals suggested in it, most of which suggested the need for more information. And the exploration of other possibilities. So noting those comments by the Executive Committee and understanding that there will be further discussion at the next session, might I suggest that the members convey through their representatives to the Executive Committee, through regional coordinators and members elected on a regional basis, questions for further discussion at the Executive Committee. We have at the most 5 or 7 minutes to conclude, and we have one more item to discuss. I'm sorry to be very strict about this, but we must move on. And my apologies to you. I am very sorry, but we are behind schedule on this, on our agenda. My sincere apologies. May I ask now FAO and WHO? FAO first, to describe for us again quite briefly the budget for Codex-related activities for FAO and WHO to be found in INF3, document INF3. Please refer to that document. FAO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think the Commission will no, the provision of scientific advice is an essential element in the work of the Codex Alimentarius Commission and its subsidiary bodies, and is therefore given high priority in FAO for funding for budgetary matters. So the document that you have in front of you confirms this, and I would like to refer the Commission particularly to the table 1 on page 2, which summarizes the evolution of the funding between 2006-2007 and the proposed funding from the FAO side, at least in 2008-2009. These funding concern particularly the Joint Expert Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants, the joint expert meetings on pesticide residues, the joint expert meetings on microbiological risk assessments, the joint meeting on pesticide specifications, as well as now we are introducing also nutrition, as nutrition has become an important element in the provision of scientific advice to Codex. As you can see, basically the funding level for in 2006-2007 will be maintained in 2008-2009 for all these committees, with a slight increase and even an important increase from the FAO side on the nutrition work. As you can see, from $20,000 in last biennium, we are increasing to $300,000 because of the need for more advice in nutrition requested by the Quebec Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, as well as nutrition labeling. So there is also a slight increase in the budget also from WHO side for this particular item. And in 2008-2009, we are planning to undertake an expert consultation on finish the expert consultation on carbohydrates, which have started, and also undertake an expert consultation on fats and fatty acids. Having said that, I think I would like to also mention that these figures include not only the regular program funds from FAO and WHO, but also extra budgetary funds that we'll be seeking to support our activities in this field. And I would like to mention in this particular respect the intention of FAO and WHO to launch the so-called GIFSA, which is the establishment of a global initiatives for food-related scientific advice, for which we will have a side event, Madam Chair, on Friday to introduce this new proposal to the membership that would like to attend this side event. I'll stop there, Madam Chair, and I'll be ready to respond to any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, FAO, WHO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just very briefly to point out that, of course, the figures here that were referred to by my colleague from FAO only actually refer to direct costs in relation to the meetings, not to, for instance, all the staff that is working on that. So in that sense, it's not totally comparable, for instance, to the Codex budget, because in the Codex budget, as you know, we also have the staff cost included. So if you wanted to have a full split up of the total cost of scientific advice, it's significantly higher than this. And I would just like to repeat and add to what my colleague from FAO said, that this is where we are really hurting now. We do not have enough money to try to provide all the good and important scientific advice that Codex bases its standards on. And you have then to also realize that this is not only scientific advice only for Codex, it's also scientific advice for member states in general in relation to these food safety and nutrition issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, representative from WHO. I will conclude in just a few moments our discussion of this last item and take a some comments from the floor now, preferably from delegations that have not intervened heretofore. Saudi Arabia, please.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Sa'at al-Raisa, shukran laki.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson, for giving the floor, and thank you also for your excellent guidance of our work. I'm sorry I'm not an expert on this, and it's the very first time that I'm participating in this meeting of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Now, we suggest, with regard to this proposal, that we use a permanent funding system with regard to conformity procedures for ISO certificates 2002 or for mutual recognition or for accreditation. We also suggest that we hold some workshops for training at regional or local level with direct funding from the Codex in addition to certain other expenses, and I also suggest that we establish the costs of certain expert consultations at technical level required by countries or by regions. Thank you very much.
Certifications. Well, that applies to ISO standards.
Thank you very much. delegate from the Saudi Arabia, and welcome. You have suggested some interesting creative possibilities that may or may not work within the Codex context. But again, if I may return to my earlier observation, please convey these ideas through your representatives regionally for discussion raising at the next executive session, where we will take up ideas and look to be as creative as possible into the future. Morocco, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. For some years now, we've been aware of the difficulties experienced by the Secretariat in dealing with the expenditure related to different activities. These activities, which are becoming increasingly significant, and requirements are also increasing, and requests coming from member countries and committees are also on the increase. And it was agreed in the Executive Committee at the second to last session that other mechanisms of funding would be sought. And I think that is the key issue, the key question, because the budgets allocated by the parent organizations, WHO and FAO, I mean, these are very significant, and major efforts have been made to try and react to the needs of the Codex. But indeed, the Executive Committee of the Commission, well, in view of the fact that these budgets are limited and cannot go beyond a certain level in reacting to the expectations of the Commission, it was thus decided to seek other funding mechanisms. A document has been presented by the Secretariat, which is very important. It's a description of the different funding mechanisms. So it's initial work. It's very important, but it's not sufficient. We discussed this in the Executive Committee. I think we need to go take this to its normal conclusion, seeking other mechanisms for funding. And I think on the basis of this work, which will give us various options for the next session of the Executive Committee, I think we need to examine, to analyze and propose scenarios. And I think that's a matter for specialists. And I think that the Secretariat has experience in this from the FAO and the WHO, but I think it is indeed a matter for specialists. This is a very precise request, and we discussed this in the Executive Committee. And I think at our next session in the Executive Committee, we should have another document which proposes, which tables scenarios, and which the Executive Committee and Commission will allow the Executive Committee and the Commission to select from these scenarios. This implies legal aspects, financial aspects. It's very complex. And in fact, we hadn't excluded in the past the possibility of funding not just from governments, but other forms of finance, as long as we preserve transparency in the Codex and as long as it didn't have a direct impact on the goals of the Codex. But if the other non-governmental bodies are able to contribute, for example, I mean, I will conclude, Madam Chairman, I mean, why not? I think we need to be open on this, and we shouldn't just remain tied to the budgets of the FAO and the WHO. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative of Morocco. Yes, it's clear we face big challenges, and we need large creativity to address them. The last intervention I will take will be from Cameroon, and I would ask you, sir, please respect the time limit. Thank you, sir.
Oui, Madame la Présidente, on vous l'a dit.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. As we said from the start, we entirely support the way in which you're chairing the discussion on this very complex matter. But perhaps I might venture to make a comment on a question of general procedure. I'm referring to Article 13 of the Rules of Procedure, particularly Paragraph 1.
Je shall prepare four considerations by the Commission at its regular session an estimate of expenditure based on program of work.
So that's what it says. And this is a regular session here. But we have given no mandate to any body whatsoever to decide on the budget level once we exit this room. So are we going to wait for the session next year to do that? Or are we going to mandate the executive committee or anybody else? So I was wondering what decision we were going to take in this regard. Thank you, Madam.